right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about. This show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're still in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Parting the Red Sea, part two. We've been covering down on the fact that we've got, you know, Navy SEALs that are right now missing in action, combat search and rescue still looking for them. We've got Houthi rebels shooting missiles. We just had another airstrike last night. Well, our own U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. I thought it'd be, you know, it'd be worthwhile to see if he could come in and provide some commentary on that and maybe a few other ancillary topics. So that being said, let me just go to the phones. Senator Tuberville, Coach, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Up here, we're trying to get a budget done for, you know, it's like I don't know what you'd call it. Trying to get something done up here right now is just unbelievable. But got a lot of work to do, and well, we got a lot of problems as you were just talking about.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you, just as a member of Senate Armed Services, I guess you're aware we're missing two Navy SEALs right now who went overboard during a boarding operation off the coast of Somalia. You got any updates on that?
No, they're still looking for them. You know, with special operations, you know how this works. I guess they were able to get onto the ship. It was a ship carrying parts for missiles that was going to the Houthis in Yemen. It was in the Sea of Al-Din, and unfortunately, they're missing. It doesn't look good. About a month or so ago, we lost six in a helicopter crash out in the Mediterranean. One of the people on board was from Alabama. We don't know. We can't get any information on that. This Department of Defense is they're very secretive of what's going on right now, but it's pretty obvious that we've got a mess over there, and Biden really doesn't know how to handle it. Probably doesn't even know what's going on, but somebody's not handling it the right way.
Well, and that brings up a point that I'm going to get to in a minute about Lloyd Austin, but let me ask you this before I do. So Biden took the Houthis off of the terror watch list as soon as he took office. Trump had him on the list, and then Biden took him off the list. And now he's talking about putting them back on. Do they even come and talk to y'all at Senate Armed Services when they do this stuff?
No, they did everything just the opposite of what President Trump did. And whether it was right or wrong, they just wanted to make a statement. They're running the show now. Well, they took the Houthis off. The Houthis, you know, Yemen is a pretty good-sized country, and they're in the northern part. The other part, I meet with them all the time. You know, that's where most of the oil is in, but the northern part is where, you know, they connect with the Red Sea, so that's the reason they want to be able to control the traffic in and out. But it's a huge problem. It's not going to get any better till we quit this appeasement stuff and either get in or get out.
Well, I agree with that. And Iran is really bucking up right now. I mean, Iran even apparently striking targets on its own in Pakistan, seizing a vessel in the Red Sea, and now Iran also funding everything the Houthis do, that even we had shots being fired at a U.S. destroyer, I think, this past Sunday. So I'm not looking for a war. I've got family members still on active duty. I don't want that. But I look at this and think, my God, what is it going to take for someone to start really stepping up and saying no more of this?
Well, it's all been created by Joe Biden and his administration.
Yeah.
When they came in, you know, Iran was almost broke. President Trump had sanctions on them, and it just really stymied their economy, and they were really, really hurt. They were under $5 billion of wealth in the entire country, and you can't run a country on that. Now, Joe Biden comes in, he takes off all the sanctions. Now they're over $100 billion. They're funding all these proxies that it's all over the Middle East. If he wants to do something and do it the right way, he needs to announce today all the sanctions are going back on Iran. No more Iran deal. we're going to block anything coming out of there. We'll be zero oil sold and put them back in harm's way. But this is all caused by the Biden administration and all their policies, because they want to be directly opposite of what President Trump did. And unfortunately, when they did that, President Trump's way was working. Their way is not. So it's just the sign of times.
Well, and speaking of sign of the times, I understand that the first airstrike last week was authorized by the SecDef from his hospital bed. Has there been any real explanation given to you at Senate Armed Services for why the Secretary of Defense was AWOL for 5 days and nobody even knew it?
Well, we can't get the chairman of the Armed Services Committee to even bring a hearing together. Somebody should let us know what's going on. But it just goes to show you, Phil, that the disrespect that the whole Department of Defense and even the administration has for Joe Biden. And you know he's out to lunch. He's really gotten worse since he's been in. We can all tell that, and we're not blind. And if you go back and look what happened last summer with that balloon that went across the country, it took 4 days for the Department of Defense to call the White House and say, hey, by the way, we've got a Chinese balloon flying over the country. And it took 4 days. And so, to me, that's a lack of respect. Now, 5 days that we're being bombed in bases, you got the Secretary of Defense in the hospital. Joe Biden doesn't even know. Nobody tells him. So he doesn't get on the phone and call and say, you know, get the SecDef on the phone so I can find out what's going on. He's not even interested in that, probably doesn't know what's going on. We're in huge trouble. We know who's running the show. It's Barack Obama and his folks are still running the show. It's his third term. But it's all about socialism, climate change, DEI. It's all about the things that are bringing our country to its knees until it, instead of trying to make it stronger.
Well, and that's worrisome. I mean, I look at it and think we got the smallest U.S. military that we've had since pre-World War II, and yet there's nothing in the world that's calming down. I mean, we're watching China escalate. We're watching the Middle East. The Abraham Accords under the Trump administration, the peace is beginning to fall by the wayside, like almost exponentially. We got the war in Gaza, and it just seems to be at every turn there's a flashpoint, and yet are we ready?
Yeah, and bringing up the Accords, that's the reason that Iran is pushing all their proxies to raise Cain, because they don't want the Abraham Accords to go through. They saw that it was bringing the Arabs and the Israelis together. Saudi had jumped in on it. Now this has just totally divided the entire Muslim countries, a billion of them. It put them in a light in which to look at us in a different way. And it's awful. I mean, again, just a week before that, you had your NSA Jake Sullivan come out publicly and say the Middle East is in the best shape it's been in years.
Yeah.
And these people don't have a clue, Phil. They really don't have a clue.
Well, and speaking of not having a clue, before you go, I'm going to grab a minute here with you on something kind of related, kind of not. You've got a bill. You talk about disrespect. The VA is there to take care of our veterans. We've got people who have earned the right to have medical attention or have their combat wounds, for that matter, taken care of, to have compensation for things they endured while in uniform service. And yet right now we're beginning to hear that the VA is being used to help take care of illegal immigrants' health care, and you've got a bill to help address that. And I wonder if you'd give us a minute or two of that before we go.
Yeah, well, what's happened, we all know the border is just out of control. We took in 841 people between October the 1st and yesterday, 841,000 people, 16,000 number Chinese. But, you know, what the heck, you know, let's just let them all in, right? It's costing us billions of dollars weekly. And just to make matters worse, we have 19 million veterans in this country. 9 million of them use the VA. Now, a lot of veterans don't use the VA because they use their own insurance and all that thing, which is good. But there's 9 million of them that we're trying to take care of. Problem is the lines are so long in the VAs across the country. Now, it is the biggest healthcare system in the world, but we still having problems treating all 9 million of them. Well, now we're putting the, because of the situation we're having with the VAs, we put these community care systems around the country in the rural areas to help the, just the veterans. Now Joe Biden's allowing the veterans and the Department of Homeland Security to use VA funds and the community care systems around the country. It's disgraceful. It's wow. disgraceful to the wow. veterans of our country and for the people that voted for these idiots. Need to understand you get what you vote for. And these people are absolutely, it's hard to explain that they just, they don't respect anybody. They don't respect the rule of the law. These people shouldn't be coming into our country. All they respect is to keep their own power. They love power, and that's what this border is open for.
So your bill would do what then? Just make sure the funding can't be used?
Yeah, it would completely stop the Department of Homeland Security using VA funds to fund health care for illegal immigrants. They are crashing our health care system across the country. They're crashing our education system across the country. Crime is rampant. Drugs are rampant. There's nothing good about this. We want to help people, but we don't have the money to help them. We don't have the ability to help a million people coming in every 3 months in this country. We can't afford to do it. The taxpayers are broke. We are dead broke, $34 trillion in debt, and we continue to fund things that do not help the American people. How about helping the American people? That's the reason we're going to elect Donald Trump, and we're going to get back to helping the people in this country take care of our borders, and President Trump's the only one that can take care of all three of these foreign wars that we're about to start. He's got experience. He knows the leaders, and we've got to get somebody back in the White House that will fight for the American people instead of fight for the Democratic Party.
Well, I'm pretty sure my audience just got fired up, so... Coach, we appreciate your time as always. And as that bill progresses, and I hope it does, I know Schumer's probably going to try and block it, but as it progresses, keep us posted. In the meantime, we got you on speed dial, all right?
You got it. Thank you, Phil. Let's get back soon. Thank
all right.
you.
Thank you, Senator. Well, there you have it. As we head to the break, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, can't even get a briefing on why the SecDef was absent without leave. Working on the fact that we've got, you know, three hotspots that are brewing right now and a U.S. military in need. And meanwhile, they're spending VA money on illegal immigrants. That's a heck of an interview in 15 minutes. Daggum. Coming right back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will return.